This is your WRJN Daily News Roundup for 99.9 FM and 1400 AM in Racine and 98.1 FM in Kenosha.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Airports in Wisconsin are getting a share of $34 million from Washington for upgrades. The airport at Appleton is getting $3 million to add on to its terminal building. The airport in Madison is getting $6 million to fix up its taxiways. The Wisconsin Supreme Court hears a case today brought by a conservative activist who wants records opened in order to find ineligible voters. It's the latest attempt by people who question the outcome of the 2020 presidential race to cast doubt on the integrity of Wisconsin elections. Donald Trump appears to be managing expectations about tonight's debate with Kamala Harris. Melissa Kay has more.
At a rally in Mosinee on Saturday, Trump told 7,000 supporters he won't be treated fairly. He offered a potential preview of attack lines and accused Harris of covering up concerns about President Biden's health. Tonight might be the only debate between the two. Melissa Kay, Civic Media News.
People still making up their minds about their choice for president have plenty of opportunities to size up the candidates. UW Green Bay political scientist David Helpap encourages voters to do their homework.
Check the facts. Go to news sources, reputable news sources. There are some nonprofit organizations out there that try to provide good, nonpartisan, unbiased information.
Tonight's presidential debate coverage begins on many civic media stations and online at 7:30. Wisconsin wildlife officials are encouraging hunters to get their deer tested for chronic wasting disease this fall. Testing helps scientists understand CWD better. Public health officials say people shouldn't eat venison from a deer that's tested positive. Hunters should also tell the DNR about any sick or dead deer they come across. Pro-Palestinian campus groups at UW-Milwaukee are no longer suspended after students were cleared of all criminal charges that they engaged in hate speech. The chancellor's office says none of the social media posts in question were actual threats against Jews or Israelis. One group says it will keep pushing UWM to break ties with Israel over the war in Gaza. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. The search has widened to Racine. Kenosha police are intensifying their search for Lawrence Franklin Jr. He's wanted for the death of Amaya Prather and her unborn child in a shooting Friday. He's been charged with two counts of first-degree intentional homicide. The 25-year-old suspect is 5'3 and about 105 pounds. Investigators think he may be getting help from someone and has ties to Racine and South Milwaukee. An image of the suspect can be found on the Kenosha Police social media pages. A Kenosha County High School senior remains in critical condition after being hit by a car during cross-country practice. Reed Hansch runs for West Osha Central, and the Sheriff's Department says he was hit near the Brass Ball Corners Friday. A 23-year-old driver had a green light when Reed apparently ran into the intersection. He was flown to Children's Hospital with severe head injuries. The teen's father says his son is showing signs of improvement. A 16-year-old on a bicycle was seriously injured after a collision with a truck yesterday in Racine. It happened at around 4 at the intersection of Durand and Blaine. The teenager was found bleeding from the leg and head when rescue teams got there. The current status of that teen isn't known. Police are investigating. And there's hope that a green thumb will help rehabilitate. When it opens, the new Youth Development and Care Center in Racine County will feature an innovative urban agriculture project. The initiative includes a teaching garden and micro-nursery. The bounty will be used to feed those within the facility and throughout the county. The new youth lockup center in Caledonia is expected to open next year. There's a Racine County recall election next week. On September 17th, those living in the Boehner's Lake Sanitary District will have a vote. Commissioners Carrie Oldenburg and Jessica Whiskies are the subject of the recall, facing accusations of poor management and neglect of critical infrastructure. The recall was prompted by a petition with almost 300 signatures from a district with 1,000 people. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Packers will have to get by without QB1. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with Sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. Jordan Love is expected to miss 3 to 6 weeks with an MCL sprain, and head coach Matt LaFleur says they won't risk anything with his injury.
If he gets cleared, we'll give him every opportunity like we always will, and I know he's doing everything in his power. I know he's spending a lot of time trying to get back as soon as possible, but certainly we're not going to put him in a position where if he can't protect himself that he'd go out there.
On Sunday, it will be the Green Bay Packers taking on the Indianapolis Colts as each team seeks its first victory. Wisconsin football plays Alabama this week, and head coach Luke Fickell says the defense will need to play smart.
Sometimes, and these are the situations where, guys, you can't be thinking about the big plays. You got to be thinking about the real consistent, sound things, because if you get out of place on a team like this, and in particular a quarterback like this, there's some really bad things that can happen.
Kickoff is at 11 a.m. Saturday. And tonight, the Brewers begin a 6-game road trip in San Francisco. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cuska for Civic Media Sports.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. The summer blockbuster season might have come and gone, but the franchises are still providing big box office returns. Beetlejuice led the way at last weekend's box office with $111 million at the gate. The Tim Burton-helmed film starring Michael Keaton, Catherine O'Hara, and Winona Ryder is the third largest opening weekend for a film in 2024, according to Deadline. The film is already in the black just from its domestic opening weekend alone, as it cost $100 million to make. The film had an impressive haul on Sunday with $27 million despite the opening weekend for the NFL. Deadpool and Wolverine is showing incredible legs at the box office, coming in at second place with a take of over $7 million. Ditto for Reagan, the Ronald Reagan biopic starring Dennis Quaid, that claimed the third spot with $5.2 million. Alien Romulus took fourth place with a $3.9 million take, and the surprise hit It Ends With Us rounds out the top five. The Blake Lively film took in $3.7 million for its fifth week in theaters. What the show Friends brought in comedy, it lacked in diversity, according to actor Adam Goldberg. The Saving Private Ryan actor played Chandler's roommate Eddie for three episodes. Goldberg, who is Jewish, said the lack of diversity on TV at the time was insane and says he was a Friends snob because of this and declined the role when first offered. In retrospect, he said he is proud to be part of the show's legacy and loved working with the late Matthew Perry. If Springsteen fans are wondering why the boss's bandmate and wife, Patti Scalfa, has been on again, off again since 2018, it's because she revealed she's been battling blood cancer. The information was revealed during a documentary that premiered at the Toronto Film Festival about the boss called Road Diary. The 71-year-old Scalfa joined the E Street Band in 1984 and married Springsteen in 1991. Road Diary will be available to stream on Hulu and Disney October 25th. Eminem fans, take note, the rapper will open the Video Music Awards. Eminem is nominated for 8 awards. On his last VMA appearance, he shared the stage with Snoop Dogg in 2022. The last time he opened the VMAs was 2010. Deadline reports that if Eminem wins even one of his 8 nominations, that would make him the most decorated male Video Music Award artist in history. He has a total of 67 nominations, which is second only to Madonna. The Video Music Awards will be broadcast Wednesday, September 11th at 7 p.m. Central on the MTV networks. There is nothing like a good snubbing. In this year's Country Music Awards, Morgan Wallen leads the field with 7 nominations, 4 for an album called I Had Some Help, on which he collaborated with Post Malone. Notably absent from the CMA nominees was Beyoncé for her album Cowboy Carter. Cowboy Carter was number 1 on the country charts for 4 weeks. The 58th annual CMA Awards will air November 20th on ABC. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
We could catch an isolated sprinkle or two at some point today, otherwise partly cloudy, a little breezy with a high in the low 80s. Tonight, partly cloudy, upper 50s to low 60s, and then tomorrow it'll be partly cloudy, not as breezy, with a high in the low to mid 80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now it's 64.
That's your WRJN Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WRJN.com.